The Battle of Red Cliffs, from Romance of the Three Kingdoms. Chapter 1, Cao Cao's Southern Campaign. It was during the last days of the Han Dynasty of China in the 2nd and 3rd centuries. Generals and nobles were fighting to take power. Three generals were very strong at this time. Cao Cao was in the north. Sun Quan was in the southeast. Liu Bei was in the southwest. After Cao Cao took over the north, he took the central part of China. Then he started his southern campaign. Cao Cao lost two battles with Liu Bei. He was stopped by Liu Bei on the northwest shore of the Great River. He could not defeat Liu Bei by himself. Cao Cao sent a letter to Sun Quan. In the letter, he said, "Together, we can attack Liu Bei. We can share his land. We can also make a promise of peace between us." Many of Sun Quan's men advised him to accept the offer. However, Sun Quan was not sure. At the time, Sun Quan was waiting for an answer from Liu Bei. He had asked Liu Bei to work together to stop Cao Cao's southern campaign. Then a messenger from Liu Bei arrived. His name was Zhu Zhenliang. Zhu Zhenliang was a famous military planner. Sun Quan said,
"You fight well in wars, Zhu Zhenliang. Now let's see if you can fight with words. Some of my men want peace with Cao Cao. Can you talk them into fighting Cao Cao?"
Zhu Zhenliang spoke to Sun Quan's men. He told them that they needed to stop Cao Cao. He first puzzled Sun Quan's chief advisor, Zhang Zhao. Then, with his words, Zhu Zhenliang defeated the other officers one after another. Sun Quan finally decided he must fight Cao Cao. The problem was that Cao Cao's forces were bigger than his. Sun Quan did not know what to do.